I'm sure your families are much like mine that, well, storytelling is a part of family gatherings, right? And family stories always fall under this category. All stories are true. Some of them actually happened, right? Because we know that stories are, when they're told over and over and over again, they fall on ears that hear them in a new way. And they fall upon minds that pick up on things maybe that we didn't pick up on, or hearts that understand them with a new openness, maybe because, well, the story is about someone who is no longer with us at the table. So we hear those stories filtered through our own experiences, through the wisdom we've gained over the years, through the generations of loves and sufferings and deaths and resurrections and relationships and loves and losses. All of these stories are legacies and great traditions. They tell the stories of who we are and who we have become as God's people. So today is one of those days to tell one of those stories, part of our faith story. It's a long story. You know it's coming, right? And your minds may, well, let's be honest, your minds will wander somewhat through this story, but pay attention to where your minds wander. Pay attention to what you maybe hear today that you've never heard before, even though you've heard the same story countless times. Pay attention to what might grab your heart or grab your soul in a little bit different way. I mean, we all know that this story has been told much more dramatic ways in movies and in song, but the church, in her wisdom, just calls us to simply tell this story yet again today, because another year has passed. And so even this old story becomes new. This is the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.